Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about the various businesses around the United States that don't want to stay locked down. But apparently, Mark, you have a story, 10 reasons why people do want the lockdown to continue. So these businesses are probably a minority. I'm pretty sure that I'm in the minority for wanting all the businesses to just reopen and say, screw you, we're going to do what we want.
I think that if I had to make a guess, I would think business owners who are having a very difficult time of it right now are wanting to go back to work as soon as possible. I would go so far as to conjecture that you, even if you tried, couldn't have a more effective means of eradicating small business in the United States and perhaps around the world. The big businesses around the United States, doing fine.
Yeah, I actually saw something recently on one of these social media platforms about how, you know, we should next close down the Walmarts and the Home Depots and let the small business owners have a chance making all the money.
It's a good, yeah, it's a, I wouldn't advocate for that because I don't advocate for the limiting of people's rights, including people who work and shop and own stock in Walmart and Home Depot. But it makes a fair point, and the fair point is basically, this lockdown has disproportionately targeted small business, and the cops are generally happy to go after small businesses. I'm sure that...
Well, because the small businesses don't have armies of attorneys that are lined up. Like the restaurant here that was threatened. They don't have the attorneys to fight that crap, but no. Walmart certainly does.
One thing I couldn't... So AMC Theaters, Regal Theaters, these big companies that own movie theaters, I don't know if they're getting much government money, but I know that the airlines and the cruise companies certainly are. And those are big companies.
Well, before we get into the article, let's go to the phones. We've got Eric calling from South Carolina. Eric, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, y'all. Thanks for taking my call. I was just listening to the podcast from Monday, and there was a fella from Taxachusetts that called in about the funny weed that turns charcoal black when it burns.
Yeah, it was actually Robert in Vermont. But, yeah, he had apparently bought some weed at a legal recreational vendor of some sort in Massachusetts and was commenting that it was kind of a strange smoke for him that he was describing as you were describing it. Go ahead.
Yeah, I had the same experience. I believe I might have got hold of the same thing. This stuff made me feel just horrible, like super anxiety attacks, which I never have. And I also felt like I was on the verge of having a stroke. It was really bad.
Well, I saw something the other day. Now, I'm not a doctor and I'm not a chemist, so, you know, take this with a grain of salt. But I did learn about something just this week called THC Delta 8. So normally when you hear, or Delta 8 THC or whatever, normally when you hear about tetrahydrocannabinol, which is the active psychoactive ingredient in cannabis, you hear it referred to as THC Delta 9. And apparently there's a different configuration of THC called the Delta 8 configuration that is not as psychoactive. It still has some psychoactive, you know, factors to it, but apparently it has actually been reported to help people with anxiety, so it's less likely to cause anxiety attack for those people that are having those sorts of circumstances, or maybe they're more prone to it with your standard cannabis. There's this
That's
THC.
Definitely not what I have.
Yeah, I was just saying, you may want to try it. It sounds like what you had was not working for you. I've heard good things about this Delta 8 THC, and it's one of those things that's probably only something you can get at one of these recreational or medical establishments, because, you know, in the black market, the odds are that you're going to find something like that. It's just pretty slim. So I hope that helps.
Yeah, we usually get some pretty good stuff down in South Carolina, and I've been smoking the best for 10 years. And
well, that's good. The thing is, with prohibition, you never know what you're going to get. That's the thing. You don't know
exactly
if what's going to show up in the next black market batch is going to be anything like what you've had before. You have no clue.
Is South Carolina still a black market state?
Oh, I'm sure it is.
Yeah, I imagine it is being in the South. Well, Eric, thank you so much for the call. I hear that a lot because the entire reason I don't have anything to do with marijuana is because of anxiety.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, I grew up smoking it. I smoked it in my early adulthood, and it was fine, and then suddenly it wasn't.
Wow. Yeah, I've heard stories about that before.
Yeah. And the number one response to that is always, have you tried this strain?
Uh-huh.
It's like, no, and I don't want to. Are you going to be there when I have an anxiety attack that lasts 2.5 hours? No?
Probably
okay,
not.
Okay, then no thank you. Anyway, let's keep going with the phones. We've got Dave calling via discord.freetalklive.com. Dave, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, gentlemen.
Hey, Dave Ridley.
Yeah. So one of the worries, of course, that we've had is that the government fascism might be sort of passed down to the corporations to let them enforce it to some extent.
That's happening.
And I think we're seeing that. I was at the Rite Aid about a week ago,
mm-hmm.
and there was this notice on the board. I'll read it to you here. I got a picture of it.
And where was this posted?
On a Rite Aid entrance.
Okay.
Quote, by order of the governor, you must wear a face covering to enter this store, unquote.
That's a lie.
That is a lie. And I thought, wow. So, I got a picture of it. I'm editing a video about it now. But then I started seeing more and more different companies doing this. I've seen all over my Facebook page, people in New Hampshire, around New Hampshire, are reporting they're seeing these lying signs.
Well, it's probably easier for the businesses to, shuck it off on the state if
it's the law.
Whatever.
If it isn't.
What can
except
I do?
Except it's not.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
They don't know that, though. I mean, in general, they're relying on things that are passed down to them from higher up branches along the corporate food chain.
Yeah, your typical assistant manager in one of these places is just doing what they're told, right?
Yeah.
They heard it was the law, so it must be the law. They didn't read it. They didn't read these orders.
I mean, and even if they know, it's not the law.
And those orders aren't the law anyway.
Well, even if they know all of that, it doesn't matter if their bosses are telling them, this is what you have to do.
Yeah, it doesn't matter unless they want to walk off the job.
Yeah.
There's nothing they can really do about it. It's frustrating, but here we are. Corporate America is absolutely one of the biggest linchpins in acquiring, the obedience from people on this, getting them to wear the masks because they believe they have to, even though it's not true. And I don't even know how many of the business owners that have actually looked at the governor's orders, because that business owner I was talking about, the one that's being threatened by the local police department, whose name I'm not going to talk about on the air,
right?
Because he's afraid. But he had a printout of the stay-at-home 2.0 rules for restaurants on there, but he didn't.
So this is the new one that was released Friday?
No. The rules for the restaurants was like 2 or 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
Restaurants were able to reopen their outdoor areas on the 18th in New Hampshire. So they got the details on that like a week or so before that to give them some time to digest all the BS nonsense that they're supposed to abide by. But when you actually look at the rules, when you look at the implementing order, it's really questionable by the language in these orders that they actually are applicable, like with penalties behind them.
It's a lot of questionable.
Yeah, I'd say it's even the police threat that was issued to him. Now, I would take it seriously. I'm not saying to not take it seriously. But the police chief does say in the letter that he is asking them to follow the governor's orders. But then after using the term asking, later says you may be brought up on criminal charges. And you may face a fine.
You certainly may.
Yeah.
So very misleading language from the government in general about this. Dave, thank you so much
for the
call.
Sounded great, by the way, on Discord.
Yeah,
thanks for calling that way.
That's discord.freetalklive.com for people who want to have that level of call quality versus the landlines. That was excellent quality.
Yep.
So we are seeing a lot of that. We are seeing a lot of businesses attempting to enforce what they believe is the law or what they have been told is the law, because a lot of these are just going to get their story from WMUR and say, oh, that's the end of it. That's what they said. The governor said we have to wear masks, so we have to wear masks. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at icagoldsilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. icagoldsilver.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
We call him Willy Wonka. He's a chocolate lab. His belly itched, and he would actually lay in the grass and scoot across it to scratch. And Sheba, his sister, she scratched her ears real bad, and she shook her head so much, she wound up with cauliflower ears.
DinoVite.com.
DinoVite is nutrition. When we first got the DinoVite, they cleaned the bowls up real good. Her ears, they're a whole lot better. Wonka, his belly, it's all really cleaned up. He flops over and lays on his back and just kicks his legs, and I call it his happy dance. They look good and even smell good in between baths. You should give your dogs DinoVite before something happens. And that's kind of like preventative maintenance.
DinoVite for life.
It makes them healthier and happier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
And your dogs will love it just like mine do.
DinoVite.com. You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hand sanitizer is not an option. It's now a must-have. But beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That is why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients. Employing Americans. Log on now at 2020safe.net and order your liter bottle and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $14.95 value, free. By using code GCN at checkout, 2020safe.net offers many natural products to help support health and help you live a more fulfilled life. From germ-zapping hand sanitizer to immune-building nutraceuticals, 2020safe.net has what you need in stock today. Just click 2020safe.net. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours free. Go now to 2020safe.net.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we have a list of 10 reasons here. Who is the source of this article? Is this going to be like a cynical 10 reasons, or is this a sincere 10 reasons?
You know, I actually got this from a PR agency that sets guests. And this is a sort of a psychiatrist coming up with the reasons that they're hearing and talking about them.
Okay.
So, you know. Anyway, it's the noted psychiatrist Carol Lieberman, M.D., M.P.H., and M.N.I.M.H. So there you go. Fellowship honoree.
Whatever all that is.
Yeah, whatever that stuff is. So these are the 10 reasons why some people don't want quarantine to end. So, and they put it in the sort of the second person, right? You're afraid coronavirus isn't really under control and that everyone flocking together without masks or social distancing will cause a resurgence that may even be worse.
Are there people out there that believe that the coronavirus is everything that the media has says it is and somehow believe that the United States government can somehow control that?
I don't know what people believe necessarily, but I would say that if you believe that the coronavirus is this sort of Frankenbug that, you know, flits about and kills whomever, a lot of people say, have been, like, they want to be scientific on one hand and anecdotal on the other, right? Like, so you say, look, the likelihood of you getting coronavirus and dying from coronavirus or even being mortally injured from coronavirus if you're below the age of 70 is highly unlikely. Yeah. So if people should be self-quarantining, those people should probably be over the age of 70, and we should be helping those people by bringing them groceries and stuff and dropping them on their doorsteps.
Sure.
Like, there's a way to handle this without crashing the entire economy. Then people will anecdotally say, but kids and adults have gotten the coronavirus. And that's true. But the percentage of kids and adults that have died from the coronavirus, the people below the age of 70 that have died from the coronavirus, is 0.000 something, depending on what you want to
believe. They don't care about the numbers, though, and I've had a long time. I mean, he used to co-host Call to Freedom with me, so this is someone whose opinions I respect, but he's like, but we've seen this 5-year-old kid who got COVID-19 and died from it, so we can't reopen. He blocked me on Facebook effectively.
Is this the same guy that told me that he wasn't going to let my son play with his son because he didn't have a vaccine?
Probably.
Yeah. Well, that's fine, and you get to live that way if that's how you want to live.
Sure, but it's surprising that someone that I used to host a show with is just that swept up in it, that, you know, this extremely unlikely occurrence, which is a 5-year-old dying from COVID-19, which is tragic. I'll give you that.
Sure.
That sucks.
Tragic things happen to 5-year-olds in America every week,
children,
but we don't
die
hear
from
it.
The flu.
Well, you know, whether it's from the flu or having their little heads, having their little necks broken in an electric car window, getting
drowning
hit by
in
a car,
pool.
And a whole bunch of things. Every one of these things is tragic. The likelihood of it happening to another 5-year-old is slim. That's all. And by slim, I mean
next to nothing.
Negligible.
Negligible. Yeah. It's even a better term. So. Yeah, I mean, it's reasonable. Like, if that's what you want to do, if that's what you're concerned about. Again, if you're over the age of 70, there's a whole different set of rules. If you've got, you know, these diabetes and, you know, all kinds of pre-existing conditions, maybe this doesn't apply to you. But what doesn't also apply to you is the ability to limit my life because of yours. So,
I mean, extrapolating that concern as well, because this is just something that just now occurred to me. If gun owners shoot and kill 0.0001% of kids and their 5-year-olds, is that an argument to ban all
guns?
Yes, it is. I mean, that's the same argument that they'll use, is that, like, you know, a gun is 7 times more likely, I've heard, to kill a member of your family than it is, you know, some home invader or something like that. Well, you can take steps.
Not if you teach your family how to use guns.
I grew up in a house with guns. There was my dad's rifle was right in the closet. I never, other than maybe moving it in the closet to get to something, never touched his gun.
Because you knew better.
It was his gun, not my gun. They got me a gun when I think it was 9 or 10, at which point I could touch my gun. It was an air rifle, and we went out and, you know, learned to use it and all that sort of thing. But
my experience was similar. My grandmother had a gun in her closet. I never touched it. I don't even think I would have touched it to move it.
Now, I'm sure
because I was just taught a healthy fear of the thing.
Now, I will say this, right? Like, not all kids are the same, and you can't teach all kids. You can't treat all kids to be the same. Like, Jack had a friend who was, when he was young, he just was into everything. You know, that kid would be into everything. So I was going to be very extra careful when that kid came over for a play date to make sure the guns were, you know, taken care of. I've never had a problem with my son and guns, and we keep them probably, you know, I think the general zeitgeist is to have things in safes and stuff like that. So Laura's
weapons. We're useless as home defense. But yeah.
I disagree. I mean, get yourself one of them things.
I don't have any kids in my house, though. So
get a thumbprint thing and, you know, wham, bam, you got it just as fast as you need it.
Well, not if someone chops your hand off.
If somebody's close enough to chop your hand off, your gun isn't going to be much use.
Well, you can probably shoot them if you have the gun nearby before they get a chance to cut your hand off.
Okay.
But at this point, you're like racing toward the safe, and this person has a machete.
How far would your safe be from your bed?
Does it matter? I think you lose the match against the machete.
I don't know how to have these conversations, that this whole what if this and what if that thing happens.
I'm not a fan of biometrics in general. But
there's not a what if surrounding getting attacked by somebody in your home and being able to use a gun anyway. The likelihood of you being able to pull a firearm to stop a home invader.
Sleep with one under your bed. Under your pillow.
Is somewhere near the likelihood of getting corona. So there you are. Excuse me, dying of corona.
Okay.
It's just not likely.
So people are afraid is the number one reason,
yeah.
Right? That's not surprising.
Number two, and it's in the second person, you're frightened of the uncertainty of what the world would look like when you walk back into it.
Hold on. Are these in any particular order?
No. Okay. Well, they have a number, so they're in somebody's particular order.
Okay. They're not related to importance or
I don't think so.
Results in some sort of poll?
I don't think so. Okay. No. And what your place would be in this new normal.
It's not a new normal.
That's what they keep saying.
Yeah, but they can keep saying that all
people
they want.
Say
it is
enough.
A new normal. People are walking around the grocery store wearing masks.
There's nothing normal about that.
Well, in Hong Kong, it was normal.
It was not normal. The Hong Kong people just were practiced at it.
Well, it was normal.
Customary.
So are you saying wearing pants is normal or not normal?
It's customary.
I don't even know how to have this conversation, okay?
Okay.
Look, it's another clothing item and one that people are now wearing in grocery stores and they weren't wearing before, and so what? Are we going to use the term customary versus normal?
I don't know that I really care to define the two.
Okay. All right. Fine.
But
it's a new normal.
But you think this is the new normal?
The question was concerned about whether or not there was a new normal.
855-450-3733.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture. One that's as secure as Bitcoin, while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
SpaceX postponed the launch of two NASA astronauts into orbit due to stormy weather, including a tornado warning, less than 20 minutes before the scheduled liftoff. The launch has been rescheduled for Saturday. Former NASA astronaut Tom Jones on why launching at the scheduled time is key.
Launches to the space station require split-second precision. You have to be right underneath the orbit of the space station with the fuel of the rocket as the critical factor. And so you can't steer left or right to chase the space station to one side of its plane or the other. So you've got to launch on time, or else you've got to recycle for another day. You have to wait for the space station's orbit to come back over.
Jones speaking there on Fox News, and President Trump is asking the Justice Department and FBI to investigate the case of a black man who died in police custody in Minnesota. You're listening to USA Radio News. Have you been micro-targeted by advertisers? USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes reports on one lawmaker's bid to make sure you're not.
Democratic Congresswoman Anna Eshoo of California introducing the bill that would restrict micro-targeting efforts on political ads. It's called the Banning Micro-Targeted Political Ads Act. It would bar platforms like Google and Facebook from allowing advertisers to directly target messages based on the demographic or behavioral data of the users. Micro-targeting has drawn high security in the wake of the 2016 presidential election, when U.S. officials did learn of targeted disinformation campaigns by Russians.
Representative Tulsi Gabbard is dropping her defamation lawsuit against Hillary Clinton, citing a need to focus on the coronavirus pandemic and defeating President Trump in the 2020 election. Gabbard filed the suit in January, alleging Clinton damaged her reputation by claiming last year that she was a favorite of the Russians. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And if you want more businesses accepting cash, Bitcoin Cash, and Dash in your area, well, now with AnyPay, you can earn a passive income for every purchase at those businesses. So you finally have a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You make it happen, you receive the rewards. Just download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. The best part is that commissions are instant. As soon as a purchase is made, you get your cut. There's no waiting for weeks or months or for payout thresholds or any of that nonsense. That's AnyPayInc.com. Well, let's go to the phones. We've got the governor calling via discord.freetalklive.com. The governor, you're on Free Talk Live.
It's funny because I actually want to talk a little bit about my governor in my state of Ohio, Mike DeWine. He had actually wanted to put forth a mandatory mask order until the backlash in the state legislature amongst his own party was so high that he didn't want to get censured or face repercussions. Did Sununu try something like that where he wanted to make it mandatory, or was that just a recommendation?
He's only made a recommendation from what I understand.
Yeah, that's what we ended up getting in Ohio. However, a lot of local businesses have mask requirements for those wanting to enter the store, like the and even some non-local businesses like the local Dollar General will not let you in unless you have a mask. Otherwise, you're told to leave. And what I wanted to know your opinion on that.
I've been kicked out of better places than this.
Than Dollar General? Well, I wanted to know your opinion. Do you think that that's their prerogative as a private business to choose whether or not somebody enters their store based upon what they're wearing?
Absolutely. It's sure. something they should be able to do.
All right, and are you against the I remember before you said you would judge anybody for wearing a mask, and I was going to actually ask you
judge
this question
them?
A couple weeks ago.
No, you can wear whatever you want, man.
You
it's
said
your
that
face.
To
it's
me.
Your face.
No, not to me. You said that on the air. You said that you had judged people that wore masks because you thought they were cooperating and buckling to the state.
No, I wouldn't jump to a conclusion about that. I mean, some people are wearing a mask because they're told to at their job, and they don't want to lose their job, so they wear the damn mask. That's not the same thing as buckling to the state. That's just, you know, they feel like they got to do what they're told by their boss.
And further, I mean, when he's, well, I've been out with Ian and I've worn masks, and I mean, I've gotten a little ribbing from the alcoholics there in the bunch. But I mean, you know, so what?
Yeah, I mean, what I will say about the mask is that ultimately I think that they're dehumanizing, so I have an opinion about them, but that doesn't mean that I'm
kind
judging.
Of like judgy.
I'm not. That doesn't mean I'm judging.
Let him make
you.
His point. Let him,
because
let him
some
make his
people,
point.
Well, I just want to correct, you know, what whatever the miscommunication was. Some people are wearing the mask because they really do believe that they could get sick, and maybe they could, you know, that they feel like they want to protect other people from possibly catching.
They certainly
anything.
Could get sick,
and so you know, if that's what they want to do, that's their business. I don't
well,
care
the
if
mask
you put on your face. I don't care if you put a tattoo on your eyes, you know, or your eyelids. You know, it's not for me. I think it's
well,
kind of silly, but...
The mask, I think that kind of narrative has to be dropped. The mask was never for people to prevent themselves from getting sick. That was never the point in the first place.
Well,
it was, it's kind of
it
like...
It is. I mean,
no, it's like hospital. Well, it's like
on.
It's like
having everyone else wear masks would keep a person from getting sick. I mean, let's just be honest about this. If the point is to for people who are infected to not be able to spread it... Well, putting all of those people in masks would lower your chances of getting sick.
But further than that,
even
people,
if the mask
some people
itself.
Do believe that their mask protects them, like a totem
sure.
or a good luck charm or a lucky rabbit's foot.
Uh-huh.
Go ahead.
I guess it's kind of like in certain hospitals, for example. A lot of nurses or physicians, if they don't receive a flu vaccine, as I do not, and you are employed at a hospital... You're required to wear a mask when you're seeing patients because you don't want to be transmitting influenza to patients. It's kind of similar.
As
in
I
that
understand
regard.
It, most of those people would not be allowed to work at all. If you are at a hospital, you have to get certain vaccines or you don't have a job.
At the local hospitals here, both the Mercy Medical Center in Youngstown and the St. Elizabeth and in Boardman, which is close to where I live in Ohio, if you are an employee that does not take the flu shot, like, you know, for example, I choose not to because I think it's relatively pointless. You know, if you're an employee at a hospital, you have to then wear a mask before you're allowed to have patients.
That sounds
contact.
To me like it may be those hospitals' individual policies, and it sounded like those might have been Catholic hospitals.
They are Catholic hospitals.
Okay, so you may see a bit of a different policy.
My fire department didn't require me to get it, and it's certainly not a Catholic fire department.
Sure, but we were talking
about
hospitals.
That's also not a hospital.
I'm just
saying, talking about hospitals.
They're EMTs. You know, they're providing
medical
treatment.
Yeah.
Go ahead, sorry.
No, go ahead.
No, I didn't. Okay, one last thing I was going to ask about, or rather comment on, is I don't think it's fair. Earlier you made the comparison of firearms versus, you know, pestilence. I just find that to be a very very strange comparison to make, and one that I don't think is going to win any arguments, because, you know, you can choose to keep your gun in a safe, right, or away from other people to prevent accidents or harming other people.
No, my
but
point
if
was specifically,
have...
it doesn't matter how the five-year-olds are killed by guns. Perhaps some lunatic just grabs an assault rifle and goes and shoots a five-year-old kid. That still does not become an argument for banning guns.
Well, yeah, but it seems a little unusual to me to compare pestilence to firearms, you know, inanimate objects.
Well, I think that it all started with a comparison with saying that the death of a five-year-old is a tragedy, especially for the family of that five-year-old, but the death of one or a half a dozen five-year-olds in a country of 300 million people is a statistical non-event, and and not worthy of making a big deal about COVID-19. So
I think you're looking more at death than anything else, though, because it's not just the death
it's
that matters.
It's very difficult. Yes, you're absolutely right. There are some people who have been faced debilitating injuries because of COVID-19, and I have no numbers on that. I cannot find them. But what I can do is I can go
probably
to...
because those people don't exist.
Well, some of them exist. I can go to the COVID... I can go to CDC.gov and I can look at excess deaths that run from 2017, 2018, 2019, and 2020 at this point, and I can see how many people have died in America up until the week ending May 9th. And I can see that whatever COVID-19 was, it's over.
Yeah.
At this point, injuries have gone down. The last thing I'll add, though, is I guess the same kind of argument can be made about when I was talking about death, for example. It's like a good friend of mine who also, ironically enough, just got over COVID-19 a few years ago had contracted a virus that caused him to suffer meningitis. Now, viral meningitis has an extraordinarily low mortality rate. It is under 1%, but the morbidity is actually fairly substantial. Yeah. He ended up having some complications after this. Yeah. Fortunately enough, I was stricken with the bacterial form and not the viral form. But
so
that's kind of what I was getting.
One of those terms that I never heard anybody talking about prior to COVID-19. Mark, you seem to agree with him. So what is the difference between morbidity and lethality?
So I don't know. Go ahead. Well, go ahead, Alex. I don't know what morbidity exactly means, yeah. But I know that there's injuries that are related to COVID-19. Please go ahead, Alex.
Yeah, you called me by my wife's name. What?
Sorry.
It's all good. No, what I was going to say is the difference between morbidity and mortality. Morbidity is any sort of after effect you could have from the illness, whereas mortality is simply the number of people that died. For example, like something like second impact syndrome has a mortality rate of around 50%, but a morbidity rate of over 95%. So even though you may survive,
morbidity is long-term impact that doesn't include death. Basically.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Probably not pleasant. And in many cases, probably worse than death.
Well, Stephen, thank you so much for the call. I don't know the morbidity numbers of COVID-19 in that case, but I can't imagine there.
We're talking about here.
It's the argument that, it's terrible to have this debilitating condition caused by the virus, a collapsed economy.
That's pretty bad.
That's a pretty morbid result of COVID-19 and the government's response to it. This is Free Talk Live.
Really?
And they're handmade, just like their wraps in the USA.
Oh, and good quality?
Oh, very good. These are disposable face masks, and they make cloth face masks, too.
Good price?
That's the best part. 10 masks for only $6.
Wow.
As a public service, SunnyBay.com is now making cloth face masks by hand in the Seattle area and sourcing disposable face masks with level 1 protection at SunnyBay.com. Get a 10-pack of high-quality disposable face masks for only $6, or choose a handmade, washable, reusable cloth face mask with high 2 layers of quality cotton fabrics. Supplies are limited. Get details and order at SunnyBay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Go to Sunny-Bay.com for disposable or cloth face masks. Just click Sunny-Bay.com. That's Sunny-Bay.com.
This is a Corona Crisis Self-Reliance Alert. If you're worried about the power grid in the current crisis and want to generate your own supply of off-the-grid electrical power, just in case, pay close attention. Here's why. A limited supply of solar backup generators will be available again in the next 2 weeks. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical backup power when you get off the grid. And unlike gas generators, these solar generators run quietly, emit no fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Dangerous weather, social unrest, or overloaded grids this summer will not be a problem if you go to mysolarbackup.com and get your solar backup generator. We regret that supplies are limited and only available on a first-come, first-served basis. Check availability at mysolarbackup.com. Never suffer painful power outages again. Go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
It's Ian.
And Mark.
And we're talking about the coronavirus again tonight, although thankfully the news is starting to return to normal from what I've seen. Not every single headline is related to COVID-19. It's actually
true.
Stuff about Hong Kong and China and...
I'm so worried about Hong Kong. I mean, I really think this is the, the world has been given all the warnings it's going to get. You know how they say the drowning person, comes up three times before they drowned or whatever? I think this is the third time before it's really over for Hong Kong.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's it. Like, I don't know what.
I mean, isn't what's happening there now a result of the national anthem or something?
There's all kinds of things going on within. I did see something about the national anthem, but I don't know that much about it. The fight's back on.
Yeah.
China is, I mean, I see leftist Americans being like, my God, like they're all on China's side. It's amazing.
You're kidding.
No, I mean.
Who in their right mind, what American in their right mind, born in the, quote, land of the free, would be on the side of the Chinese government?
I'll tell you, I saw, it was early on, and it was probably late March, I saw a story, or maybe early April, from some leftist, obviously, who was just singing the praises of China's communist regime for their insane lockdown.
Yep.
Where they were, boarding people up in their own homes or whatever.
Welding doors shut.
Yeah. I mean, they were doing all that stuff, and he was basically saying, well, this is what we need because... this works, is what he believed. He believed that this is effective, and all
they
you people...
They do believe government works.
Yeah, all
they
you people...
strongly.
All you people...
It would have been even more effective to just put a bullet in all those people's heads.
Look, it all comes down to this, right? Like, Hillary Clinton and the Democrats don't like Russia.
Yeah.
But they're all on the side of China. And the Republicans are like, Russia's not a big deal, and we kind of like that Putin guy, and they hate the Chinese. So,
Yeah, absolutely. 2016 was ultimately an election about whether or not we wanted to be enemies with Russia or enemies with China.
It's beginning to seem that way.
Unfortunately, I didn't realize that at the time.
I had no idea either. All this passed me by.
Yeah, I completely missed Donald Trump's, in hindsight, very clear statements about antagonizing the Chinese. But I certainly caught Hillary's, I would certainly put troops on the ground in Russia. I certainly caught that little remark.
Yeah, I don't know how to, you know, address this. For me, I find myself sympathizing with the Republicans on this particular issue, but, you know, as distasteful as it all may be.
Summary of this person's viewpoint was that China went as far as they could, and it was good. The idea was that a more firm, more of a crackdown would save lives, and they believed that the proof was China.
Well, that's horrifying. Well, let's go to the phones. Hopefully, Larry from Indiana has a bit better news. Larry, you're on Free Talk Live.
How you doing now?
Hey, Larry.
Hey, you know, the thing with the coronavirus, it have turned into a religion. People are worshiping. They're making a fanatical claim. They're developing a whole new language behind it. It's nothing but a religion. We're sacrificing our economy, our way of life to coronavirus. And I bet you, I know that last year, 900,000 people died in the United States. So if you're looking for the statistics to do a comparative study on the death rates in this time period, I know I can't find it here in Indianapolis at our health department. All that's been erased. So, there's something more morbid behind this situation. We just don't want to face it. Even as far as these two, black men that were killed, right? And the perfect videos of each of them being killed, right? That could be a setup too to kind of inspire more division than there already is between blacks and whites in the COVID virus thing. So,
are you talking about what happened in, was it Minneapolis?
Yeah, in Minneapolis.
And then there was the other one I think he's referring to, which is where the two white dudes who weren't cops just shot a black guy because.
Oh, that one in Georgia. Yeah.
Yeah, but do you remember last election? We had all these shootings coming up, and they died down, right? So I think this is being ginned up. It could be some kind of a conspiratorial deal to just sway opinion back and forth and change the narrative or make people forget that what they have just been through with our government. So I just am a little leery of people and how weak they are to fall for religion and to idolize and be involved in idolatry. So at an instance, and also, I was also thinking about, I forgot what I was going to say right now, but about the killings of the black men. That's all a setup too. So anybody gets perfect videos. It's
wait. Staged. Hold on. Are you saying that the video was a setup?
I'm saying a stage. Yes.
Now, stage.
Well, I don't know about that. I mean, how would they have known?
If I saw an arrest happening, I would immediately whip out my camera and begin filming.
Yeah, I mean, are you saying that the person recording that video had advanced knowledge that the police were like, yep, we're going to kill somebody today at the corner of First Street and Main Street. Come on down. You want to be there at about 4 o'clock today so you can catch us murdering a man. What?
That's just right, and you can take a look at the autopsy on a lot of these cases. Or look at the aftermath of it and see what actually is rendered as far as evidence. And you can see that it's nothing but staged. A lot of this stuff is staged.
Well,
I
agree. That's the first claim.
It's doing its job. See, it's
now,
doing its
hasn't
job.
The mayor of Minneapolis said that, you know, there should be charges for the
He did fire them.
I know. I think he said today, though, that they need to be charges.
He probably wants to keep the protesters away from his house.
Yeah.
Well, he could care less because he's just a politician. And I think these cops are being put under tremendous pressure. And the actors that they're bringing in to pull off these stunts.
They're actors now?
They could be actors very well.
Hold on. So now these police are not even cops. They're actually hired actors who are committing murder?
Let me ask you this, Larry.
Do you think
someone actually died there in Minneapolis?
We don't know that.
Okay.
You don't know that. You're taking somebody's word for it. You laugh now, but there's nothing too dirty.
Call in on the wild card line.
There's nothing too dirty for them to do.
Well,
Larry,
you know,
thank you for the call.
I'm the first person to criticize the police, but I think to believe that the situation in Minneapolis with this man choked to death by the knee of a police officer as he had him on
it's
the ground.
It's not an uncommon way to hold somebody.
It's an illegal way to do it, but it is not uncommon. You're correct.
Right. And, you know, like, you know,
they're trained not to do
knee
that.
In the middle of the back and knee in the back of the neck are really like 4 inches from each other. So not terribly uncommon to do. And yeah, I mean, ultimately, if you put your knee on somebody's neck and drive it into the pavement, you're going to kill some of those people.
Yeah, not to mention there were 3 cops holding this guy down, right?
Were there? I don't know.
Yeah, from the other angle of the street, I mean, from the other people who were
videotaping
it. There's another video. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean, you can clearly see that, you know, there was the one cop standing there, there was one guy on his neck, and then blocked by the view of the car
were the other
was
two?
One other cop with his knee on the guy's back, and another one wrangling with the guy's legs.
Interesting.
Which is a natural response, I would think, for a person who's getting their life choked out of them to fight and kick.
Yeah. That's going to happen.
Yeah. So, on to something less distressing than the notion that the government would just stage the killing of a person in Minneapolis. What is the third reason that people are afraid of the lockdown?
We never got through the second reason.
Can you recap that?
Yeah. The second reason was, and this is all written in the second person, so...
This is why they support the lockdowns, right?
Right.
Okay.
I'm just going to put it into a third person. One might be frightened of the uncertainty of what the world would look like when they walk back into it and what their place in this new normal would be. Will they have enough money to survive? Will they still have friends?
That's why they want to stay locked down.
That is right.
Not only do they like the lockdown, down already, but they want to see the lockdown continue because they're afraid of life afterwards.
Yeah, and how will they cope with traffic? You know, and a variety of things.
That's
I don't
the
really
most
understand
insane
that
thing
at all.
I've ever heard.
How will they cope with traffic?
Well, look, don't forget. Like,
I forgot how to drive.
Wait a second. There are people who, you know, are fringe agoraphobics, right?
Like they're afraid of being outdoors.
Afraid of being outdoors, right? But they have to go outdoors in order to make a living because starvation is not an option.
They could work from home. I hear there's a phone sex lines.
I'm not saying that they're full-on agoraphobics. Mm-hmm. I'm saying they're fringe agoraphobics.
And
then they found out, you know, let's call them painfully introverted, right? And they're like, you know, not so bad. And
well, maybe not for them.
Yeah, not for them. But that's the thing, is they've got the power at this point. The one moment in their entire lives that they're going to have the power, they have it, and they don't want to give it up because it's the Ring of Power. I mean, that was the whole thing about the Ring of Power, is once you get it, you don't want to give it up.
855-450-3733.
This COVID-19 thing has turned the world upside down. Regardless of what you believe about it, it has changed our lives. But what's not changed is that if you own a business, you need to advertise to reach new customers or clients. Our audience is not the kind to stick their heads in the sand during a crisis. They are fully engaged and more active than ever. Special advertising packages are available to you to help you not just recover, but thrive. Email my sales manager, Matthew@freetalklive.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. Just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.